Okay. So for the shiur this week, we will investigate, based on the Aseres HaDibros, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, in a very interesting and important din. And that is the din of Rachman al-Islan, Halacha V'Lal Ma'is, as we say, the abuse of father. So as I said, I'm not going to speak about the din of the physically abusive father. There are many other halachas surrounding that, and the level of you should. But let's take the abusive father, emotionally abusive father, or father that's a Russian, just a plain Russian, right? Not only, which we'll discuss, he's not Shomer Torah and Mitzvot, let's say, but he's not a good person. Everybody knows that. He's not good in business. He's not good. He's a temper. He yells at you all the time. He yells at everybody. He's a mean guy. I remember as a child, this is a very strange memory I have. I'm pretty sure I was in fifth grade. And unfortunately, a kid in our class's father passed away. So the entire class went to the funeral. So as you can imagine, for a fifth grader, this is something that, you know, doesn't happen. And I was struck by the rabbi of the shul's eulogy for this person. And he's, usually, as you know, eulogies are generally many times an exaggeration of the person. Everybody's a tzaddik and everybody's amazing. And he said, so everybody knows that, whatever, Plony was a really difficult person. He didn't have a lot of friends. He was very, you know, and I was like, what? That's not the way it's supposed to be. And his point was, he tried to say that. Okay, on the other side, he was, sometimes you have a difficult situation. And as we pointed out, so this is obviously an ikur. We have to understand the din. Because on one hand, we know that this was one of the mitzvahs that was given in Mara. But on the other hand, we have to understand if there are any limitations. So we already know before we just, if we can go ahead and put in parentheses the mitzvah later on, Parshas Kedoshim, the famous line, Ishimo Veviv Tiro, the S shops besides the Shmo. It's put in the same pasuk to remind us that there is a limitation to Kibud Av V'Em. If your parents ask you to do something that is against the Torah, or even against Midei Rabbanan, you do not have to listen to your parents. And this is the famous, you know, Shana Aleph, and certainly Shana Bet question of, well, my parents, you know, they don't want me to do X, Y, and Z. So the question is that, what are we talking about? If it's an actual din, right, they forbid you from celebrating Shabbos, so that's a clear, no question to discuss. But let's say you have a boy who comes home and he's starting to wear a gartel. And his father says to him, listen, I love you, you're a great kid, but you know we're descendants of the Gra, and the Gra would be rolling over in his grave if he saw you wearing a gartel. How can you do this to us? This is not our family minhag. So that actually, there are poskim who say that actually that's a problem. A kid should actually follow his parents. A minhag, and it's not the family tradition, so that might actually be a great source of anguish to the father. That could be. But the kid wants to go ahead and do something that makes sense, and he thinks that it's you know, so that could be a little bit different. Again, as far as if it's an actual halacha itself, there's different shitos, and he wants to do. You know, the question is, a lot. This comes up a lot when let's say parents come for the year in Israel. That's a question about 2 days versus 1 day. The parents, and you don't think there's really a shita to say that you should do 1 day, and the kid really thinks that 2 days right. So there's a question over there, and then there's questions about, you know, kashrus levels, right? The parents, no, we're totally anything that's in Hebrew writing that's good for us. The kid says, okay, but I don't know. Right? So each one you ask your own route, but in general, it's obvious. Parents ask you to eat mamish not kosher. The parents ask you to do something that's clearly an avera, so you don't listen to them. There's no keep it off. So now let's get to focus on what about in our case. So, famous question that's asked, we start early on in Parshas Lech Lecha, is that Avram is commanded to Lech Lecha La'artzecha, right? But before Lech Lecha, the psukim right before it says, Vayama Terach Becharan. Le'yach sheyotza Avram Micharan, Ubal Eretz Kanan, V'haya Shem Yoter Mishishim Shana. So the Torah purposely tells us that he died Terach, even though he didn't really die. Fine. Why? So what was the reason? Ulama Hikdim Hakatov. So why did it tell us? Why did it tell us that he died before he actually did? Mitoso Shel Terach Li Yotzeito Abraham to for Lech Lecha. Shelo Yiyah Hadavr Mefursam Lechol Biyomru Lo Kiyem Avram Etz Kibud Av V'Em. Shehenicho zaken v'halachlo l'ficha kara hakasav meit. The pasuk says that he died, and then it says lech lecha to tell us that people shouldn't think that Avram Avinu had a chiyuv to keep it av aim, right? Because his father was dead, and therefore you don't have to listen to him. This is implying, of course, that if Terach had been alive, and he was in such a state that he needed to be taken care of, Avram could not move to Eretz Yisrael. The first case of Aliyah. So I don't know if we did it here in this year. We probably did. You have to listen to your parents if they want you to make, they don't want you to make Aliyah. They forbid you to make Aliyah. Right? That's a question. So one of the basis of this, Ray Willig wrote an article about this, saying that maybe that this is a raya, this is a proof that even if your father we just said Ishimov Evitrael, we have Shaps of the Shema. So the many other on the other side would say, what do you mean? This is so mefurish. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, Vishafta, but you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. So why are we even discussing this? And your parents are asking you, and it's not that your parents are, you're saying that I don't want to do Kibbut Avim. You can tell your parents, I would love for you to move to Eretz Yisrael. It's not that I don't want to do Kibbut Avim, but this is the place I need to live. Lahavdil. But even if son got an amazing job, right, and he lives in some weird state, let's say, lives in Rhode Island, right? There's nothing going on in Rhode Island. You can't find a job in Rhode Island. It's crazy. So he finds a job in New York. And the father says, you're not allowed to go to New York. You have to take care of me. So he says, Dad, so move to New York. I can't make a parnasa. That would be seemingly make sense. Others say, no, we learn from here that it's different. However, for our cases, we have another big problem. And that is that, wait a minute, Avram's father, Terach, was Ein Rasha Kamohu, right? He owned the first chain of idols or us. And he was not a good person. So how can we go ahead and say that we have to make this whole runaround thing with Avram, that he died, but he really didn't die. He was a Rasha. What is it, Shokibit Abim? So this is the first potential problem or challenge that we have in saying that maybe for Russia you would have to show Kibbut Avim. And in fact, the Zohar points this out in Parshas Vayetze when we have the story about Rachel stealing the truffin of her father. So it says that she sinned, and others in the Midrash tells us how exactly she was punished for future generations, right? Which we know about Rachel because of what she did to her father. Now this is of course difficult. She calls Sarah to her father Lavan, and Ramai Godel Mizu. What a horrible person he was. So we're going to go ahead and say it doesn't make any sense. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the commentator on the Torah, says no, it was Kodem Matan Torah, so therefore she had a heter to do this. But in general, right, in general, maybe you don't have to listen to a Rasha, but it was before the Torah. They didn't have the different Rashi and Tosfos to understand Rasha and Nasha. There was Kibbut Avim, there was Dinim, there was the Parshas Noach that they had, the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Okay, possible. So then we come into this difficulty. I forgot to give a hakdama. So at least one person will listen to the shir online. So this was a shir that was given last year by one of our dear Talmidim. And so we investigated. This is for one of those Rabbi Fast shir. So I got really involved in this, like the shir in gambling. So I got very involved in this, and I started investigating my own sources. So that's where this idea comes from. It's a very fascinating idea to investigate this. So said like this. Let's continue. So the Rambam here in source number 2 says, "Avar avi v'imo alavera shkula leha v'hayolo chazan lufnei adayonim." What happens in the case? What happens if you have a case where the son is the chazan of the beitin, right? Chazan of the beitin is that he's the secretary. He delivers the punishment for when the beitin says you chayv malchus or something, and the parents are rishayim because they get in an avera. B'hayelo chazan lufnei hadayanim lo yikah otam. He's not allowed to give them malchus. This makes sense. V'chein im nidchayev nidoy lo yeshliach linidasam. The chayv to go into chayrim, the nidoy, whatever it might be, you're not allowed to do that. V'lo yitchof otam, v'lo yivazeh otam, v'shlichos beistim, afal pi shehem royim lakach, v'lo asa v'chum. You're not allowed to, if your job is, in some shape or form, to be mevazeh your parents, you're not allowed to do that. Right? Here, in the case of the Rambam, it's obvious, he's a court, he works for the beistim, he gives the malchus, he can't give malchus to his own parents. Right? Famous question, of course, about a doctor. Right here we're talking about much different. So a doctor, so he's not allowed to cause pain to the father. Even a dentist, right? He's going to cause pain, so that's not allowed. So is a heter in halacha, possibly, that every single parent thinks that their kid's the best doctor in the world, and they think only my son can give me the flu shot. Only my son can be causing a wound. So some posts can say, no, if the parent really is that crazy and thinks the son's the only one who can give a flu shot, okay, maybe. But here it's different. Here, clearly, the parent is a Russia. They're being an administrator. Even that, you're not allowed to. Now, this, of course, might not be a raya for us. It might not be a form of kibud av v'aim, so much so. I mean, this is just embarrassing them. Anybody else can do it. Okay? However, the Rambam, this is in Hilchos Maimarim, halacha in Perek Hei, halacha Yud Gimel. In Hilchos Maimarim, halacha Vav, Perek Vav, I'm sorry, halacha Yud Aleph, says, Hamamzer chaya b'kibud av v'aim. Right? Famous question. Look what the parents, Nebuch lo aleinu, look what the father did to him and put him in the situation. Maybe he's not chayev. No, he's chayev. Afal pishu pater al makato b'klalato ad shiyas hachuvah afilu haya aviv rasha ubal averos mechabdu mesare osa. Right? Even though if he did do something like he cursed out the father, so we understand that, still he has a level of kibud has to show. Again, your father's the father is the one who caused him to be a mamzer. This kid can't marry a normal person. He's so upset at him. No, still you have to show kibud. Okay. The Rishonim comment on this idea, the Rush and the Riff and the tour, of course, taking from the Rush, says Kasav Aramba, mamzer chay bekibud av ve'imo umarin af. So he is allowed to, if he did curse them or hit them, so he's not going to get the same chiyuv that a normal parental relationship would get. However, he has to show them kavod. Afilu haya aviv rasha ubal averos mechabdim. He has to show them kavod and yira. Venirli kavon shu rasha eino chayav bechvod yamin. Says the tour based on the Rush and the Riff, and by the way, the Smas is the same thing. However, if his father was a Rush, he writes, I don't think that you have to show the same type of kavod. Kevon shehu Rasha eino chay bekvodo kede amrino the Gemara Bavakama gabe haniach lahan avuan para gzula chayav lahasim vnei kavod avim uperech lo lab. So this is the Gemara in Bavakama daf samach dalid, about after the father has passed away and he has stolen items, what would you be chayav to go ahead and return to him, to the people who you stole from? Love us a maisa amcha ve'ein chayavim bechvodo. Right, so this is not such a good raya, because what we'll see is there's a marked difference between kavod before and kavod after death. Right, kavod before death, where everybody's going to see, everybody's going to notice. So maybe we're going to say that that's different, because there you have to show kavod even if your father's a Russia, because it's not appropriate, and it could be also it's Mara Sayan. People don't know that he's a Russia. Right, the guy's the nicest guy in shul. Right, and then he gets home. Oh boy. Right, it's a joke, but it's a funny joke. We're going to be very soon. Our next month is Misha Nechnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. What do we say about Av? Misha Nechnas Av Mematim Besimcha. So right, so the guy tells a story that when my father would walk in, Misha Nechnas Av, when my father would walk in, Mematim Besimcha, we all got very, very sad. Right? Right? We were sad because my father walked in. So maybe it's the same thing over here. Right? So what? But when the father has already passed away, so you don't have to show the same kavod. It's not the same. There is, by the way, there's an chiyuv kavod acher moiso as well. But it might be different for who the person is. Now, here's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch. And the reason why it's interesting is because the Ramah seemingly says something different. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Mem, Sif Yud Ches, says the following. Mamzer chay bechvod aviv umoro. Afilu hay aviv rasho balaveris mechabdim. Right? And you have to show Yira to him. The Haggah, Rama says here in source number 6, the Yeshomrim, the Enamachuyav l'kavod aviv rasha. Ela imken asa tshuva. Unless he did tshuva. Now, this is also very difficult, but if the father, right, and this is what we were saying in the case of the Rambam over here, so even if the father did tshuva, right, if the father did tshuva, that would be different, right? And this is, of course, difficult for the son. Yeah, very nice, you did tshuva now, but you were abusive my whole life. Okay? But you have to show him kavod. But says the Rama, and this is very important, that when it comes to a father who's a Rasha, no kavod has to be shown. And we would think that this is a classic machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Sfardim always have to show kavod for their fathers, and Ashkenazim, it depends what type of father it is. However, the Piskei Tshuva says that he's not sure. In his klolim, he writes that when the Rama doesn't write the word v'chein ikar, it's not necessarily the way that we hold. And he thinks that we hold like the Shulchan Aruch. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting. However, I believe the Chai Adam, the Stei Chemed, the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch all quote this Rama l'halacha. So I'm not sure what to say. It doesn't appear to be so. And we'll see that as we move on later on. So let's turn the page. So now we got to the Shulchan Aruch, another Shulchan Aruch, here in Yeridaya, in, of course, the halachas of Kibud Av V'Aim. So in Reish Mem Aleph, in Simon Dalet, he says the following. He says, Hayu Aviv V'Ima Rishayim Gemurim V'Ovrei Aveira Afilu Nigmar Dinam Laharagum V'Yotze Laharag Aser Lo Lahakosa. You're not allowed to be the one who gives out the klalos to them and beats them. V'imhika osam oklavim pater. Right? So if they're Rishayim Gemurim and they're Oved Oved Azara, even if they're about to be killed, still you're not allowed to do anything bad to them. But if you do, you would be pater. V'im osa tshuva hareza chai v'neragaleya afil alpishem. Of course we know this, that we believe that a person has, right, ad yom imosut techakilon, that we believe that a person has until his last days. And we see some stories in the Gemara of great Rishayim who at the last moment did tshuva, and that got them to Olam Haba. So it's very possible that we'd say that. So we have to be very careful. And that's exactly an important line here in the Shulchan Aruch, which the Rambam alluded to already. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, says, Lashon HaRambam, in Perakeim Hilchash Maimrim, Halacha Yudbez, Kasav HaRav, Hamufla Chasida Kedusha Kerach Atar. Oh, so he's going to quote, which I will quote in a moment. I didn't quote, I'm sorry. There is a sefer called the Sheilos Tshuvos Rishon Letzion. Not any relationship to our current Rishon Letzions. It was Rav Chaim Ben Itar. So he writes the following thing. That Yuchai Bekavod Rasha. Why? Safek Min HaTorah. Why? And he says a line, this is a very important line, so listen to the line, Shema Yahacher Beliba. How do you know that, when this is the, you know, we've seen this, you know, probably on TV, this happens all the time, right? The husband hits the wife, and a second after, he says, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry, he buys her chocolate, buys her flowers, right? That's the way it always goes, right? So that's like what are typical cases, if you will, of tshuva, right? He realized he did something wrong, he shouldn't hit her, but that's like the perfect tshuva, right? Lahav deal, but that's what we do a lot of times with the Rabbanu Shalom. In fact, it says in the Mesilas Yesharim that if a person, the moment he does something, does tshuva right away, right? The moment he does the sin, he finishes the sin, and then a second he goes, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm such an idiot. Why did I do this? So the Mesilas is right. Maybe it's not even considered to be a sin. Right? He says the opposite is also true, by the way. Person does a mitzvah and also regrets the mitzvah. He's like, I can't believe I came all the way here just to do this. Maybe it's not even like a mitzvah. But if he's really regretful of what he did, what is Shema Yahar B'tshuva? So the Birkei Yosef just quotes this Sefer Rishon Letzion and says, Diktik Lekasa Rishon Gemurim Lomar Dim Heim Rishon Gemurim V'Ovrei Aveira Ein Lahakosa Ma'aval Ein Lechvoda. Okay, you can't do something demonstrative that shows how that's there's a difference between not showing them kavod and beating them. So it's interesting that the Birkei Yosef doesn't discuss why this is, but this Rishon Letzion Sefer says that it is this point, and this is the point, as we'll see in a moment, a lot of the poskim will say, a lot of the achronim will say here, and it's a very important point. Look at the Radbaz. The Rabbaz opens this wide up for us. The Rabbaz writes in Hilchos Maimrim on the, of course, commentator on the Rambam itself, says, Yesh atar etzahasim ira kishemeis below tshuva jeshuv lo yochol etaken asher ira ba'aviv kiyeh v'yesh tikva sheyasa tshuva. Kol zman that he's alive, And even when he passed away, you have no idea what happened in his life. You have no idea if those last moments of his life, he was Mahari B'tshuva, or he did Tshuva Mamash. You have no idea. Someone told me a story that he was at a wedding once, and he was asked to be the an aide, right? So take upon yourself as we were taught from Hamasachi B'kuvia, it's Pasul Be'edus. So like, what happens in the case? So there's a famous story. I heard this from Rav Shechter. So Rav Shechter was sitting next to a rabbi, and he was at a wedding, right? Right? And the rabbi is called up. And they say, Mechabed with Eidei Kedushin, Rabbi, whatever, Sitterstein. And Rabbi Sitterstein's there, and he says, oh, Rav Shechter's like, maybe he can't hear, so he's older. He says, Rabbi, they just called your name. It's fine. He says, Mechabed with Eidei, Rabbi Sitterstein. And Rabbi Sitterstein doesn't move. And he says, they just called you up. He says, do me a favor, you'll see. Trust me. Let them get somebody else. And the next day, he was in the paper. He was arrested. Right? He had done something horrible, something that would passel him for ages without question. So this is something that's important. So what's my story? So goes ahead, and this guy goes up there. Okay, he wasn't your typical looking yeshiva bachar, let's just say. And he gets up there to be, and the rabbi, who's Masada Kedushin, looks at him and says, "Oh boy, this is your aide." So he says, "Quickly," he says, "Be mahari b'tshuva," right? Says, do a sham the baganos, do something, do mahari b'tshuva. Interesting. I'm a chatasi ani mazkir. I had a friend who asked me to be an aide at his wedding once, and he said, "I want you to be an aide, but if you don't mind, on the day of the wedding, if you could just do the ashamnus, you know, do shloshes midos and so on and so forth, just in case." And I got very offended by it. I said, "In that case, I don't want to be your aide. It's stupid." That's what I said to him. Good. I probably would possibly hate this anyway. So it's good. So I just went to this wedding. I was at a wedding last week. So it was a Bukharian wedding. I've never been to a Bukharian wedding that I remember in my life. And I was very low-key. People really didn't know who I was. So it was perfect. And one thing, apparently, I don't know if this is all Bukharian weddings, I was like one of the first people there, right? Started at 7:30. I got there at 8 o'clock. Nothing was going on. Okay, so I guess it was short people. So all of a sudden, they come downstairs, and the person, the kallah side, know me. They said, "Oh, bring Rav Daniel. He should be the aide." I said, "Oh boy, here we go." So now this was like a funny moment, right? So I'm an aide at a Bukharian wedding, but I don't know all these things that they do. So I almost appear to them to be conservative. So number one, they think that I'm this Israeli Rav who's just Ashkenaz Nebuch. So not only that, I'm an Israeli. I'm not Israeli. I'm more American. I don't understand what they're saying. So the guy must have thought I was that. So he says, "Do you understand what's going on here? He's going to do this, he's going to do that." And then I finally got annoyed. "Listen, do with all due respect." He says, "I have smicha. I understand what it is." He says, "Oh," he felt like much better. "And I'm not like some wacko guy who doesn't know." So that's good. So okay. So there is an inyun that you for an eight mihari b'tshuva. We know this, right? The famous line of the Rambam everybody loves to quote during the time of Aseres Mi'tshuva, right? Hamakadish isha. Amanashu Tzad. You have a Russia. And he goes up to a girl and he says, No. I'll marry you and I'll prove it to you. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a Amanashu Tzaddik." So that's Safek Kedusha. Right? We say that maybe they're married. But Safek. Why? Shemi Yahari B'tshuva. Maybe the minute that he said that, he's Mahari B'tshuva. That's good. And that's what the Red Baz said over here. You know what happened to this guy. You know your father? Yeah, one day, right? When you were 18 years old, your father was disgusting. He was a bad person. Maybe he had Mahari B'tshuva. Maybe. And ready. Below Tiskarena, Harishona Venimsa Bain over Lamafreya. The Adavar Baror, Shechayim Mitzdaravia, Mesagam, right? He was Lamafreya over on Kibbut Avaim. Because all those times that he's not going to show courage to his father, the father's Mahari B'tshuva. Right? What happens in a case where Nebuch, whatever the thing is, right? Look, he happens to know that his father steals, right? Let's say like real Mufar has to stealing, right? He's in Ferguson, right? And there's a video of him and it shows him going into the store and stealing something. And he sees his father's a Russian. But what he doesn't see is that off the video, right? The father brought the thing back, or he's Mamish Mahari B'tshuva. He's, "What an idiot. What do I need that, that can of a beer for? I can't believe I stole that." He's Mahari B'tshuva. But now he comes home and he says, "Do me a favor, get me a glass so I can have my Colt 45 beer." And you say, "No, I'm not getting you a glass, Russia." But what they didn't know is what happened. He went back into the store, He put the Colt 45 back and he went to another convenience store and paid for it. You don't know. Could be. So now, says the Radbaz, what happened? Now, Limafreya, you were horrible. Because you were Oyber and Kibbut Abba Aim. You don't know what happened with your father between those times. Furthermore, it seems that the Radbaz is saying a Chiddush Nifla Atmoid. That he's not only saying that. What do we say about someone who's Mahar B'Tshuva? Somebody who's Mahar B'Tshuva, their Averus are not Averus anymore. Right? Right? Maybe even in the line we say Rishon Margit Mechila Chapar, right? That when a person does Tshuva, right, the famous other line, right? The makam that a Baal Tshuva Omeid, even a Tzadik Gomra, is not Omeid. So there's a little pilpulim. Why is that so? So one possible answer, such a beautiful answer, is why? It's because all of the Averus he did, when he does Tshuva, all those Averus become mitzvahs. Right? So if that's true, says the Radbaz, oh my God, all that time you didn't show kavod to your father, you really should have showed kavod to your father because he was going to do Tshuva one day. So the reason why you're showing kavod to the Rosh of Father is the one that he's going to do Tshuva, and we believe that a person can always do Tshuva, and then his Averus became mitzvos, and that time that you didn't, that Averus really now became a mitzvah, now you're over on Kibbut Aliyim. That's a Chiddush Nifla. But Zach, that's possible in the Radbaz. So this is an idea, now they think about it, this is an idea that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, right? This idea of Shema Yahari B'tshuva. So Rav Aaron has a piece on this, on the Rambam, where he says, why should it be that a person is a tzaddik? He says he's a tzaddik. So he says, yeah, because for that moment, his status changes, right? We have status as a person, shame Roshan, shame tzaddik. Maybe you have a shame Benoni, but, right? So he had a shame Roshan mafki on him. This guy's a Rasha. So the Rasha goes ahead and marries Sarah, right? And he's Mahara B'tshuva. So his shame Rasha changes to a shame Tzadik. Now, will he go through with it or not and will do the real Tshuva? Mahara, he's just thought about doing Tshuva. So says Rav Aaron, now he's you can't tell me he's a Rasha anymore. Right? This is an amazing idea we have as Jews. Right? And sometimes we don't think about this. And we should think about this. Sometimes people get so caught up and fall into this very, very low place, and they don't do tshuva because it doesn't pay anymore. I'm too low. We say Soymech Hashem L'chol Anoflam. Hashem picks up all the Jews that want to do tshuva. Karuv Hashem L'chol Karuv Shegru B'Yemes. Hashem is close to all the people as long as you call to me. You're serious? So I don't care how much you've fallen. I'll pick you up. It's fine. Come with me. So that's it, and we go to this guy. Okay, forget, stop talking about what you used to do. We're done. Move on. You're a tzaddik now. The same tzaddik is mufka alav. So maybe he was a tzaddik from before now too, even when he's called a Russian tzaddik. Okay. So Perush called the Ber Yaakov here. He says also Suffolk Shem Yahare B'tshuva. The Meshiv Nefesh also says this Suffolk Shem Yahare B'tshuva Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra. Hear the word. It's a great word. Midoraisa, you have to show Kibbut Abba Aim based on the Seres HaDibrois. And now you have a suffix. Why? The suffix is a very good suffix. My father's a Rasha. Maybe he's a Rasha. I think he's a Rasha. But maybe he's Mahar B'Tshuva. You have no idea what he does at night before he goes to sleep. Maybe he was Mahar B'Tshuva. So it's a suffix. I don't know that he did. Suffix Daraisa Le Chumra. So maybe he did, and therefore I have to show Kibbut Abba Aim. Not that we understand. That makes no sense. You should have to go cover to somebody who's a Russian. But maybe it's Mahara B'Tshuva. Good. And then there's a gorgeous parish that the Or Chaim says. This is on the parish again of the Kedoshim. Ishimov Yiftiro. Right? And as we quoted the Shel's Tshuva of the Rishon Lezion, Suffolk Shema Yahara B'Tshuva Beliba. Afilu Beliba. There's also a Chassam Sofer over here that says the same idea. That there's an inyan of Bizayon. Bizayon is always usher. To show kavod, so yeah, he's a Rasha, so to show kavod, I get you. But Bizayon is never allowed. Because Bizayon, that is, listen, tachlis, he still had you. Right? Imagine the biggest gadol hador in the world. And his father walks into the room, he has to stand for his father. Alt kavod. How can that be? He had you. You brought him up. So still you have to do that. That's what the Maharam Shik says. The Chassam Sofer is in Yevamos, and the Maharam Shik agrees. You can't show them sar in front of them. Um, The Shach also says this, also Letzaro. Fine, so let's go to this Or HaChaim. So the Or HaChaim here says a beautiful thing. He says, Kilo Kosov Kain Elubimi Shaover Ktsas Averis Liteyavon Beakrai. Oh. Bechain Medaber Mi Shechuksak Berasha Gamar. So now we have a big problem. Not a problem. Most people nowadays that do Averis, they're called Averis Liteyavon, to fulfill his desires. He's not just a Rasha Gamar who says, "This is stupid, I'm not listening, I'm not going to do it." Why is he gambling? Why is he going out and stealing and robbing and doing all these things? He has a taiva to do it. You see him at McDonald's eating. What are you eating McDonald's for? I like cheeseburgers. I have a taiva to eat cheeseburger. We don't understand this. We have a taiva to eat cheeseburger. Right? Nebuch lo aleinu. He's out. He's sleeping around. He's not faithful to his wife. So he's not doing it because it's just fun. He's a teyabon. He's a yetzahara to do this. So we can't call that person a Rosh HaGomer. Says the Rambam's Lashon. Below his speak lomar Rishaim Mam, just Rishaim. The guy's a Rasha, you're right, he's a Rasha. Look at all the things he's doing. But he's doing it for a reason, not because he hates God or this thing. He's got typhus. I hope. We should never do Averis. But the times that we do Averis is usually because of taiva overcomes us. We speak Lashon Hara to taiva. I want people to like us. I want somebody to laugh at my joke. So I speak Lashon Hara. The sober anish rishon gemurim heim overim al kol haveris habaos liadam alav eno chayav al habein liru amiam lechvoda. So I hold, he says, that a Rosh HaGomer who are over haveris for no reason other than they just don't care, that anything that comes to them they do, that person you don't have to show kavod for. Everybody has to show kavod. That's an important idea. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch, or HaShulchan, excuse me, says something also beautiful. So he takes this exact idea of the Or HaChaim and he says, "Lahalacha, aval lachnis omo la'apikorsim." The aminim pshita also lechabda. Upashnu de rishay lo mikra ella be over averas tadir. He the same aver he always does. So that's not a teyav. He's just so used to it, he does it. But it's not tadir. Once in a while, he does something horrible. But he's not. It's not who he is. It's the teyav. He has a taiv every so often. Aval im be mikra over avera. That's not called a Rasha. Everybody agrees to that. So he doesn't agree with that Piskei Juva that I quoted you in the beginning. The Taz also holds this way. Ravad Yosef was asked in Yabia Omer, there's a Juva in Chelech Ches, I think Simon Chav Aleph. What if your father's not from? And now I became for him, and now my whole family's not for him. So he says, absolutely, you have to show him kavod. Because he's not called a Rosh anymore. Because the Chazon Ish already defined the concept of Tinuk Shenishba, which is, of course, before the Chazon Ish. But the idea of Tinuk Shenishba means what? Means that, literally, Tinuk Shenishba is a captured baby. But if a baby was captured, so he's not responsible for his actions. We say, I can't believe, look at this, Rahman al-Islam. So you have the children who during the Holocaust were hiding in the Christian monasteries. So they're going to be responsible. I can't look at this kid, he's Christian now. he didn't know any better. So same thing nowadays, lo aleinu. Most people who are not from living in the world of worlds, whether it's in the United States, Canada, so most of the people, they're doing it because they don't know any better. Not only do they not know any better, they think that they have a rabbi who tells them that it's okay to drop on Shabbos. Right? Because that's the branch of Judaism they're part of. So you can't call them a Rasha. They don't know any better. What if it was things that they know better? Right, Rahman al-Islam, what if the parent was from? Went off the Derech, so that's different. But if it's a case where they didn't go off the Derech, they never knew any better. Now the kid all of a sudden became from. Okay, but his parent doesn't know. I don't care even if you live in Israel. They don't understand the concept. So that's called the Tinuk Shenishba. And that's different. This is what the Chofetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed, in the name of Yaakov Malin, great Gadol. That it's a totally different concept nowadays of what a Rasha is. Now, again, abusive father is different. That's not a Tinuk Shenishpa. Somebody who's abusive to his children, Rachman al Hassan, so that's going to be much different. There are going to be cases where, of course, this type of kavod is not going to be something that we can go ahead and say is kavod. So again, what's important is that it appears to be that in most cases we have to show kavod to our parents no matter what situation it is. One heter is if their mamash a rasha gemurim, but l'teyavon is not considered to be a rasha for this idea. And I think that if you go into psychological evaluation, so many people in the different ways that they would be abusive are abusive actually because of the fact that they have a terrible taiva, they have a sickness, of course. I don't know, to show that they're important or whatever it might be, but that's for a real halachic posik to look at. Each case is different. But we do see that just to end off on a good note, the concept of kibud av v'aim is so important to show kavod for a parent, because it is the absolute elementary level of hakaras hatov. And Bnei Yisrael are taught so many lessons in Yitzias Mitzrayim about hakaras hatov. Right, we learned already last week, lakelev teshlichon, also that the kelev that they didn't make a bark, it didn't do. So that's a heter that we give them our novellas first. Maybe you could even have them as animals. Some poskim don't like them as animals, but they say, okay, but the dog, I remember Ravarn used to say this, so I don't know why people want to have animals, but a dog, I can't say anything, they were so good to us, right? And we have to show Hakaras HaTov to different things, to different ways, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the famous, right, the Mayim. Hakaras HaTov is such an elementary and an important lesson, but it all starts in the home. It all starts with your parents. Your parents are that level of Hakaras HaTov that they have you or they fought. It's very, very difficult. I remember, always remember that Rabbi Neuberger would say, or Shivan Wayu, so he would say the following very important line. He would say that when it was a bar mitzvah, I always remember he would say, special mazel to the parents, and to the grandparents. Think about the grandparents for a moment. These grandparents, so, like, in many cases, at least my age grandparents, so they were ones who came to the United States. They established themselves. The biggest chiddush, okay, was in the 40s and 50s, to be Shomer Shabbos and Shomer Mitzvahs was the hardest thing in the world. Right? Those were days where the work week was 6 days a week. You had to work Shabbos. So don't take for granted what an amazing Hakaras HaTov we have for them. It's such a small percentage of being firm. You decided to stay firm. Wow, that's amazing. It's not so pasha. We take it for granted. Oh, we're firm. It's not so easy. Anyway, we should be zeicha that we have none of these questions come up. Halacha v'lo l'maisa. We just learned this to be able to be kabal schar to learn this inyan of kibud av v'aim.